Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, the preliminary finals, done and dusted.
Big week in country footy, Rick. A lot of grand finals. I've watched a fair few of them the last couple nights just on that, you know, like the YouTube or what's it called.
Yes.
So did watch a little bit of this one, and you were at the game at Virginia, beautiful Virginia Oval.
I tell you what, I had not been there before.
It's beautiful.
It is a magnificent...
Saw a game about 2 years ago out there, beautiful ground.
And it made driving out there made me realise why it's called the Adelaide Plain. She's flat.
Oh, yes.
Very and the oval surface, you forget about your lawn bowls.
Yep.
You could have played billiards on it.
Really?
Honestly.
Wow.
And... lovely size oval.
Yes, good size oval.
The only thing, it reminded me of being at Malala. The flies were everywhere.
Oh, they were wicked at Kersbrook as well.
Oh, is it Kersbrook?
I put some in the car because I thought I haven't got flies like that at home. I put some in the car straight away to take home.
Oh, dear.
So we saw two Wells get over the line. 8 goals, 12, 60. To Malala, 6 goals, 7, 43.
Yeah, well,
Rick, tell us about it.
Well, for those good listeners who don't really follow the Adelaide Plains, two Wells have now, after Saturday, completed the hat-trick. And I'm not talking about left arm over, three premierships in a row. Now, and as a consequence, they did start favourites. Malala... snuck into actually third position on the table by 1 point only, but only, I don't know, you know, they won 9 and lost 6 or 7 or whatever it was. But they were the only side during the season. Two Wells went through unbeaten.
Yes.
And
I follow it quite closely.
And Malala in the first round got within 2 points of them, but
yes,
that was the round when the state players are away playing in Western Australia. So Ed Mead and co. weren't playing.
Ooh,
now,
good player, Caleb Ed Mead.
Very good. Now, you go to the last minor round game.
Yes.
Two Wells beat them by about 100 points at Malala.
In the Brossa League, was it?
Yeah. They came out, they're a very young side.
Yep.
And they took it up to them. 17-point game. They probably, for a reason that I simply can't understand, because it was dead flat, no breeze, but one end was the scoring end. Don't ask me why. And they actually went in at three-quarter time, 4 points up, Malala.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Two Wells were going to the scoring end and finished up winning by 17.
Yep.
Just, you know, they were just that little bit better. But I tell you what, mark my words, Malala, if they keep all their young players, they'll be a big thing next year.
Mm. Well, though, Malala, I kept an eye on them in this year again. Started, they were almost bottom or second to bottom early season, hardly won a game. To their credit, they've come up really well.
Yes.
Had lost Birchmore to Riverton. Will Painter went, I think he went back down to town. He's a ex-Sturt. And they did recruit a little bit. So they obviously going with their local players, which is a good sign,
Well, it
Rick.
Is. And it would seem to me, without having studied them, that it's taken them half a season to settle in.
By the looks.
And, I mean, to get within 17 points of a side that's had won the previous two grand finals... experienced, and you know, at any level, let alone this sort of country level, if you've got a gun forward like Ed Mead, I mean, he really is a huge difference in his not just because he marks
clever,
the ball
and
kicks goals, but the way he handballs balls out and taps on, and he coaches them, and he really was the difference.
And league footy under his belt, played at Centrals and Norwood, both clubs, league footy. And they got David Hayden, I think he's number 15, halfback. Centrals played 100-odd league games for Centrals.
Well, I actually In my notes, but I always hang around, particularly on grand final day, to say who. It's only a panel. It's only three other wise men or something. But they gave him best on the ground. And
did they? Yeah. Okay.
And I would have probably given him best on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, he was a very handy league footballer. Yeah. And he went back home. His brother plays out there. And I think the other brother, I think they're playing the Bees now. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good family thing, isn't it? And
yeah, well, I mean, he played very well.
Very good.
Yeah, so it was a lovely day, a huge crowd.
Yep.
Very summery, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. And, beautiful day.
I enjoyed it.
While we're on other grand finals, we haven't got in our notes, but I quickly just jotted down. I went to Kersbrook, Rick, and again, the Flyers were very, very welcoming.
Oh.
Very welcoming out there. Yes, so I saw a replay of the game at Meadows beat Gumby, their only loss for the year, by 20 points in the second semi. Well, Gum have reversed it on Saturday in the A grade. 6-5, Rick, to 5-5. Oh. And you would have thought you're in 2 inches of mud or 3 inches of mud. Absolutely superb deck out there at Kersbrook, but just a total pressure game. Really entertaining game to watch.
Oh,
wasn't
right.
Big scoring. But the pressure and the it was just a real good game of footy, and it was right up until the last umpteenth minute that Gum got over the line.
Oh, that's good, because quite often those very high pressured games are just ball up after ball up.
But yeah, terribly umpired, Rick. Don't like being critical, but they two of the three were very, very ordinary and almost could have cost the team the game, just before right on half time, Rick. The siren went. The guy kicked the ball. The siren went. So the ball's still in play, but it bounced. It bounced. So that's it. Dead ball.
Yeah.
Total dead ball. One of the guys, now I can't remember if it was Gum or Meadows, knocked the ball through. The officiating umpire gave it a point, which is totally wrong. The other umpire came, the three umpires, the other umpire came in and said, no score. The other umpire came in and said, it's a point.
Oh.
So Meadows went into halftime a point up, which was total rubbish.
Yeah.
Or even or something like that. It doesn't matter. But they got an extra point for no reason. And some of their decision making, they were shocking. But anyway, Gumaraka had the win. Rick, quickly, that's back-to-back for them. Three in 4 years, I think it is.
Right.
But they're B grade, second premiership ever, 14 attempts.
14 attempts.
They won their second premiership ever, and it's the first time they've won A's and B's since 1932.
Oh.
Do you think Gumaraka was rocking Saturday night? And it still is. I talked to my little nephew. He hadn't been to bed yet. So. Good on him.
I'm very impressed with your spade work. Fancy you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, delving into that.
I think I'm going to go to...
Who told it to you? Because I can't believe you researched it.
No. They were talking about it on Saturday. That was their first.
All right.
So that was all... Yeah. So a really good day out there. And I think I might go and watch the Divi 1, which is the next sort of grade up type thing. That'll be Harndorf, which are very, very good side. Playing Nairn, who got there straight up, beat Harndorf in the first final. Should be a cracker game. I think I'll go out there and have a look at that.
Oh, good on you.
Getting back to our local football.
The LNG, what an upset.
Upset?
Absolute upset.
What?
Eh?
No, South.
Not only South did they win, but they flogged them. And we were told by the president that Barossa were the best side for the last 5 years.
And only finished third. I can't get over it. What is he
they've
on?
Only been beaten by 80 points in the preliminary final.
I must admit, I got a surprise. He guaranteed them.
He told me at Newry, guarantee that they'd play in the grand final.
Well, perhaps they will then this week. He's got to tell South that, though. And tell them what club rooms they're changing in.
Neither Shillabeer nor Ryswick.
Yeah.
A goal between.
I watched
not
some
one.
Of it and hardly saw them. Yeah.
I'll make a statement now.
Yes.
South Gawler will win the grand final and will win it by a reasonable margin.
I agree with you, but I've got my fingers crossed that Newry would beat South.
What?
I'm Brossa boy. Got to see the Brossa team get up.
Now, who gets the change rooms this week, Phil?
Newry. Because Gumaraka had the visitors' change room Saturday. I took note of that. Meadows came out of Kersbrook's change room Saturday. So, South Gawler, 16-17, 1-1-3, defeated Barossa, 5-11, which was a surprise to me, 5-11-41. Newman, Benison, Arnold were the best three for South. Casbolt, Wills and Dew.
Yeah, well, I expected South to win, but yeah. I will admit they start, we won't go back to the Adelaide Plains, but they start their finals, I don't know whether they start the minor round, but they don't start till 2:45.
Ridiculous.
And
Riverland do the same.
Oh, yep. And by the time they'd done the presentations of the yep. games before, the A-grade game didn't start till after 3 o'clock. So anyway, at half-time, I thought, I'll check the BLNG score.
Yeah.
And I nearly fell off my chair yeah. laughing.
Yeah, I saw
it. South, it was yeah. near the end of the game.
Yeah.
100 plays, 40-odd
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I saw a half-time score or something came up on my phone. It was 11-2 or 11-3 yeah. or something like that. And I thought, what? And I'd sort of half-tip Barossa sort of thing, I think, if we replay it. But only because I was going by the president. I knew he'd know.
Well, how are your tips going, all right?
We'll get to that in a minute, Rick, with the AFL, won't we?
We will. Anyway, I did note that yes. the great Mr. Cutting is back for South
yes,
Gawler.
Saw that. Three goals.
He yeah. will play in the grand final.
Yeah, pretty handy.
Oh. Very handy. Anyway, that's my tip for the day. I think you've got the list of the other grand finals.
Quickly, I will. I'll just go. Sorry, I'm going to go back to the Hills one more time.
Oh, hey,
I do. Look, I'm my old home club, Rick. If you go in there, just look at the honour board and you'll see my name pinned up there everywhere.
Why'd you put it up there?
On the toilet door.
Yeah.
Sam Hanna, third male medal in a row, beat his brother again, Benny. So three in a row, and Ben's won a couple himself. Absolute dominant players out there. He's played league footy for Centrals. I did want to mention that last week because it was last week already. But anyway, well done, Sam.
Yes, well done.
Okay, we'll go on to this week's GF at the Barossa at Lindock. Beautiful, picturesque Lindock Oval. About to be revamped.
They've actually, I did hear that the ENWS have been out to check the cracks in the dam.
They're going to break that damn wall about Friday night, Yuri.
They don't want it any earlier, or so it might dry up.
Not Lindock. I trained on there for a few years. Not well, might I add. Yuri and South in the A's, obviously, Rick.
I'm going for South.
But I
just said you're going for Yuri.
No, I want Yuri to win. I said I'm going for South. South and Yuri in the B's.
South.
Yes, yeah, South. South will win that, unfortunately. Central and Williston. Oh, I'm going to pick a draw.
Now,
oh, extra time.
I'll go for Williston.
Who was the top side?
Williston.
Were they?
Yeah.
I'll go Williston then too. I didn't follow that much.
I didn't think you would.
And Williston and Freeling. Freeling were the top side, weren't they?
They were.
15s?
They were. And look, they need all the help.
I'm going Freeling
too.
Oh, okay. Oh, and we got the 13s here. Central versus South. I'm going for Dean Cutting's side. South.
I will too.
Dean Cutting. He coaches
the local derby at the under 13 level.
Yep.
There you go.
There we go. AFL Rick.
Well, what a surprise.
I'm Norton 2.
I'm way ahead of you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. 2 and 0. No, we're talking about last weekend's
Yeah, I know, but I like the end of the $50 bet.
How would you describe Port Adelaide's performance, Phil?
Very, very poor. Very poor, Rick.
It was a disgrace.
Yep. Their skill level, and as I said to you, Rick, I think probably 5 shows ago, we won't win a flag with that forward line.
Well,
we will not win a flag.
Well, we won't win a flag with the forward line, but we certainly won't win a flag with the defence line.
Because they
leak so much. Mm. And that's what's been happening all year. And we've talked about it on the show before. Mm. That's why they've won 13 games in a row by next to nothing,
mm-hmm.
and their percentage indicated that.
Yep.
And when the pressure gets, the back line leaks like a sieve,
mm.
and there's no one to kick goals. There is literally no one. And I mean, maybe I've jumped off the wagon, but I'm sick of seeing Port players fall over. eh?
Oh, Ray.
They can't stand
you
up.
You should have heard our language set Saturday night. I went over to the neighbours and we're all Port supporters. Oh, now lying on the ground.
I know.
McKenzie watched, what's his name, the full forward there. He marked the ball by himself because McKenzie's lying on the ground. What?
And you know, I know that, you know, I don't understand why you should get accolades and votes just for being a bull. Pal Pepper, A, fumbles the ball, B, falls over, and just because he kicks the occasional one out of his backside, everyone thinks he can play. He should have gone back to Western Australia about 5 years ago.
Not for the last few weeks. He hasn't kicked too many, has he?
He hasn't.
Marshall is not up to it.
Yep.
And was he fit? I wouldn't have thought.
And Charlie wasn't fit.
Charlie wasn't fit.
And there's an indication. You know, we talk about coaching responsibilities. You know, once they run out on the ground, the coaches can't do very much. No. But
he's picked the side.
Well, the first thing you got to do is pick people who can run out a game.
Oh, Lysett's another one.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, you know, they did nothing right, Port Adelaide.
No.
And let's give Adam King. I mean, I don't know what he's.
They were very
good.
They
are magnificent. They are magnificent.
They were so good.
Their skills, and both above and below the waist, but the way they handled the ball on the ground.
Yep.
They. I tell you what. I mean, I know it's a big call. They could give Collingwood a run for their money.
50-50 game, isn't it?
Well, I think the big thing. And I mean, okay, they've only got 6 days rest.
Yep.
Collingwood have had a fortnight. But if they can bring that speed and skill level, they will give Collingwood a run for their money.
So, tip?
I'm going to go GWS.
I'm going Collingwood.
Yep.
And I'm going Brisbane for the other game.
You brave soul.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on the Brisbane bandwagon. I want Brisbane to win the flag.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you, and it counts for nothing, one week ago, it doesn't matter. But if you look at just the form in the final so far, you'd have to go for Brisbane to win the flag. However, they still have one thing to prove.
In Melbourne.
They can win. Oh, well, they did win at Marvel, but they've got it. They haven't won too many at the MCG.
No, they haven't.
Now, it may well be that this is their year. A bit like when Choco got crucified because Port kept falling over and eventually they got there and won one. And maybe it's Brisbane's turn.
Could be.
Could be.
Wouldn't be disappointed if it was.
Oh, no. They're a good side. Yep. They're a good side to watch as well.
They are. What else we got, Rick, on the agenda?
Well, hey, no Travis Head, no Australia.
Really? Isn't he playing at the moment? What's wrong with him?
Got a broken hand.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. Well, good guy. Break that?
Fending off a bouncer. Yeah, it was true.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Good listeners, don't worry about Phil. He did know a lot about cricket, but it seems as though he's lost it.
Well. I've seen him fend them off.
They've gone from 2-0 up to 3-2 down.
Oh.
Series over.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it.
2-3. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a bit of a miss. So as we run out of time,
we do.
How about this for a contrast in the way concussions treated as of yesteryear as today? When told, this is a true story.
True story.
When told by a medical staff member that the concussed player didn't know who he was, Jack Dyer replied, "Tell him he's John Coleman and send him back on." Imagine that happened today, eh?
Yeah, well, there you go.
And as a salute to the one and only great Ron Barassi.
Ronald Dale
told this story.
Yep.
I told him, "Son, what is it with you? Is it your ignorance or apathy?" Do you know what he said? He said, "Barass, I don't know and I don't care."
There you go.
So until next week when we can discuss the BLNG result.
Wait. Yes.
This is Rick.
This is Phil.